Is everybody ready for the greatest podcast on earth?
The best podcast in America.
Monday morning cracks.
Oh. What you got there, Gunner? That sounds like a special crack to me.
I got it straight from San Diego. It's called the Japanese Lager by Harlan Brewing.
So everybody, if you want to turn Japanese, I suggest you get this. And if you are not wanting to turn Japanese, still drink it anyways. Because it's going to make you feel amazing. It's going to make you feel like, like a hero of the night.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
Oh man, you sure are.
Or maybe I'm turning it a little bit more brown.
Either way, it's making, whatever you're turning, it looks pretty awesome. And how does it taste, Gunner?
It's so pure. It's such a nice, empty flavor. It tastes almost like a champagne. Almost like a Miller Lite.
Whoa!
Kind of like a nice, nothing but beer. It kind of tastes like in the Miller Lite, but like just more pure.
And no disrespect to,
not like they're booted out of a garbage
the Japanese
can.
Company, but I actually thought it tastes like Fuji water when I first inhaled it. I mean, ingested it. I mean, digested it. I mean, when it came out into Toro Land. But it was pretty good. It was pretty good, and I agree with you. It's a pretty good beer. And I have a new one here. Mine is called, like, Wusabi Tsunami. Wusabi Tsunami. So here we go.
All right, let's
see. What with the Wusab Tsunami.
Let the song continue.
And I ain't no snob. 2-1-1.
How does it taste?
Kind of like a Miller Lite, but without the light.
Without all the nastiness.
And without the GD. So kind of like a filtered version of Miller Lite with a little twist of... It makes me just want to get a Japanese girl and hug her and possibly give her a Valentine's Day present. That's all it makes me feel.
This one makes me want to get a Japanese girl and hold her by the hand and bring her closer to me and give her a nice, good kiss. Yes, everybody!
So good Monday to you, everybody, wherever you guys are. We hope your Monday is beautiful out there. We know the sun is
Monday.
Shining. We know it's cold everywhere.
Brr.
All over the United States of America.
Especially New York.
And you guys are freezing your... whatever
socks
it is
off.
So yeah, so freeze on, and just remember to put a lot of Freon in your tank and make sure that you got that, not AC, but the heater on, because you know you don't want to turn into frostbite while you're on your way
to
wherever you have to go.
Frostbite. You don't want
Frosty
black
the
hands
Snowman.
Or black toes.
Yeah, like Adam Sandler in that movie where he had that weird black foot and he had to rescue the chick who stole shoes from drowning because she stole shoes, and then she was running from the cops and ended up in a little dip while she was running because there was thin ice. She was running through the thin ice. And then here comes Adam Sandler and the Blackfoot of Justice.
The Blackfoot
of Justice. I think that's the name of the movie, right? The Blackfoot of Justice?
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
The Red Claw Blackfoot.
something like that.
Oh, then, Mr. Deeds. My bad.
Oh, I thought it was
Mr.
like
Deeds
the poetry writing Blackfoot of Justice. But anyways.
Everybody,
pretty,
it is
pretty
Monday.
Close.
It is winter. It is July. I mean, January 2024.
Whoa.
Not July yet. But summer is... gonna be coming soon, so
it will.
Everybody, you know,
it
get
will.
Ready.
It's around the corner, everybody. I mean, you guys got to realize that summer is not only around the corner, but they're talking about global warming, and you know, like they're trying to make these new chonies that could turn it into cold, just like air conditioned chonies.
And
they're
global
coming out.
Raining.
Have and you heard global about that raining.
One?
Yeah, that's
global
in
raining,
that's in
that's
the Amazons.
One.
I mean, it's been going down the Amazons, but I'm saying it's gonna happen. That's
so get ready for summer.
It's all
but
true.
It is January 2024 right now. Hopefully, your New Year's resolutions are going like well, and hopefully you're achieving
complete
what you
them.
Set out to do this year, week by week, day by day.
So Gunner, let have you been begin. Achieving whatever your New Year's resolution was so far?
To sip more? Yes, I have been.
Okay. Well, mine was...
Kids don't really condone this for that. I do not condone sipping more on January 24th.
Mine was to sip more Japanese beer, so I guess I'm doing my thing, too.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of agreeing with it.
Well, we are doing it.
Yeah. So cheers, Gunner!
Cheers, runner!
And cheers to everybody out there.
So you're sitting in traffic right now. You're looking at the brake lights ahead of you. Mm. You're like, hands on your steering wheel, yelling in the mirror, looking in the mirror, picking your nose, screaming, yelling, flipping off the guy next to you,
picking staying
calm, put on the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, and now everything's better.
Oh, why? Nice
because
and
we
shiny.
Are the Runner and Gunner Monday morning video game podcast, the Monday morning show, the only Monday morning show in existence. Do we have to remind them yet again, Runner?
America's favorite podcast.
America's most favorite podcast. So
yeah, we do.
Crack open a nice hot cup of America's favorite podcast, everybody.
That's right. And yes, enjoy your rides, everybody. We're here for you guys. We're here for the working man and woman, like we say. And we're here to entertain your every driving need. So you don't have to keep honking that horn. You don't have to keep going insane, pushing the brake, pushing the gas, punching the steering wheel, punching the freaking window because some guy cut you off. Don't do all that. Just relax.
Don't yell.
Calm down. Enjoy your morning.
Relax. You know, life is good. You are healthy. You're doing things. And in case it's not, well, then have the mentality that health and good things are on their way to come to you. This is the Monday Morning Podcast. We want you to be having a good time. We want you to be in a nice mental state of mind while you listen to this show. We want to entertain you and uplift your spirits.
Yes, we do.
So that you feel good, so that you could achieve a lot. So you just be yourself. And remember, sometimes you just need to let go of what you're trying to get, because there's a point where that becomes covetousness. And you don't want that in your body. You don't want that in your skin. You don't certainly don't want that in your
soul.
Mind. In your soul.
Yeah, cleanse
so just
that.
Just let go, you know?
Yeah, just let go. You know, you don't have to hold on to these troubles, because you got to forgive and forget. And especially if you had a bad day, you know what? There's only one thing you can do is recover from that bad day and make the next day great and amazing. And just figure out a way
to work things out.
Yeah, use your brains, peoples.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. We're here to help you use your brains, and we want to encourage you to use your brains in the most positive ways that it can be used, because there's so many ways to solve things other than like violence or anger or cussing people out or doing something dumb, you know, that is unnecessary and it could affect you in the long run.
You don't want to hurt other people's feelings. You just want to treat others good so that you could have a good time also, because that's what it's about. And with all these things, gain some wisdom and understanding.
And that's what we're here for. And so we're here now, back onto the subject. Let's get back on track to where we're going. We are here to review. What are we reviewing, Gunner?
Podcasts. The top podcast of 2023.
Last year's most favorite podcast. Numero unos.
We're going to try our hardest
not
just rip these podcasts to shreds, shoot them on the floor, and start stomping them to bits.
And then peeing on their ashes. No, we're not going to do all that.
No.
We're not going to be on, but we are going to.
Use the open mind to
listen
to these other podcasts.
We're actually going to give them some advice on what they need to take, the advice that they need to take for improvement within their show, because within our show, we're going to take that same advice and improve our show. So as we go along in this podcast adventure, in this podcast journey, we're going to teach them how to become just like America's favorite podcast.
So everybody,
that is the Runner Gunner Show.
A podcast is just a Lenny term, a internet way of saying radio show, because all a podcast is a radio show, a 1930s radio show.
Radio.
And with the invention and the adventation of the podcast, the internet podcast, there has been something
podcast
that's slowly growing, a seed that's slowly stemming, and that is Web 3.0. That is everyone being their own internet service provider. And if everyone's their own internet service provider, that means everyone has their own digital cable channel. That's the beginning of where Web 3.0 is going.
The new era.
The very beginning. It's starting now, underneath their nose, with the podcast. Maybe that's why they call it a podcast, because it's just a little baby pod. But this
thing casting it
is soon to be Web 3.0, because guess what? Everyone and their mothers could have their own podcast
in their own home.
Everyone's their own radio station.
Yeah, you could broadcast
to the nation, to the world.
You could have the sewer podcast.
We're listened to in Germany.
The ocean podcast. You could have the lake podcast. You could have the tree, the branches, the grass podcast.
You could talk about whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Which we do.
And we will be right on that German podcast.
Unlaufer und Schützer.
Unlaufer und Schützer. and Pilsner. And oh, speaking of Unlaffen Schuster, let's talk about the beer of the month, which is Guinness.
The beer everybody, of the month, everybody.
Don't forget to grab yourself a nice room temperature chocolate
Guinness.
Guinness. It's going to go good. If you like coffee, you'll love Guinness.
Yes, instead of
Guinness.
Drinking coffee.
It'll get you sick.
No, no, wait, we can't say that. But drink some Guinness because it's good. It's the beer of the month.
Oh, man.
Also, try a blonde Guinness if you ever get there.
I thought you were going to say a blonde. No, don't do that with Guinness. Try anyway, kissing, a blonde.
Everyone out there, Guinness. Go to Guinness. Go to Ireland. Go to the Guinness Brewery, the original.
Guinness.
Have yourself some lamb chops and Guinness. That's the best way to have a Guinness beer.
You know what's kind of cool? I mean, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Gunner, but I just wanted to let you know that I like Conan O'Brien. He's actually an Irish guy from Ireland, which is cool. His roots go to Ireland. Really? He's cool. Yeah, his Irish roots go to Ireland. He kind of is. He's like Mexirish. And so he's Mexirish.
I got cousins who look like him.
And so I do too. Yeah, I got a little bit of O'Brien's in my, family line. And anyway, so he went to Ireland one time and he drank Guinness. And he has a little review on Guinness. And he got jacked up off of Guinness. But hey, if you guys want to go check that out, shout out to Conan O'Brien. Put us on your show, sucker.
So Mexicans put the O on the end. So like it's O'Brien, but in Mexican it'd be Briano.
Briano. Briano.
Briano.
Briano.
Ernesto.
Briano. Ernesto. Lucero.
Lucero.
Cheerio. Cheerio. What about Cheerio?
Cheerio. Oh, they must be Mexican. Maybe they got that from the Spaniards. And
maybe.
You know.
Boomerang. Kangaroo.
So, yes, everybody.
Crocodile Dundee.
So, we're just trying to say it's Monday morning podcast. We're trying to get back into it.
Yeah, everybody. Heck yeah. So we're talking about the podcast review. So this is what we're doing. And now we're going to give you the best podcast that we're considered the best. Maybe not in our minds, but in your guys' minds out there in Lennyland. Dun, 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 Lennyland. Dun,
right.
dun, dun,
dun, we're going to go Lennyland. And take a trip into Lennyland. We're going to start with the top podcast of 2023, which everybody knows is Joe Rogan
Experience.
The Joe
Have
Rogan
you experienced
Experience.
It?
Have you? Lenny,
have you?
Do you experience the Joe Rogan Experience?
Have you? Will you?
He didn't create the podcast, you know, but he certainly
sped it along. Man, technology-wise, that guy has it made. You know what I'm
popularity.
Saying? Like, in actuality, technology-wise, that guy is light years ahead of a lot of people. Probably pretty much the podcast world.
He's got the money, he's got the ideas, and he's got the guests.
He's got the guests,
he's got
okay?
the publication.
Phew.
He's got it. I know, he's got the production.
He's got the team. I mean, we got our little production team. Shout out to our producers and all the production we got here at the Runner Gunner
video game podcast. He's got the equipment. He's got, you know.
He does have a little bit more upgraded than us at the moment. At the moment.
We're going to take just a quick moment to listen to a little bit of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. And then we're going to tell you what we think.
Okay, everybody. Listen up close.
Shout out to Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience.
What's up, Joe Rogan? How you doing?
This is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. And
we don't mean to trash you, Joe Rogan, but you got to realize that it's a competition game, and we're in it to win it. So, Joe Rogan, do what you do, and we're going to continue doing what we do.
It's just math. It's, you know, like if 1 and 1 equals 2, but 5 and 5 equals 10, and if 10 was smart and 2 was stupid, well, then, Joe Rogan, you'd be stupid because you cuss, you lie, you say filthy things, you bring in filthy people. Your show's filthy. You run too many commercials. You don't take any consideration for America's time.
Too many commercials. Stop it.
But that's
about
it.
Use that money to stop the promotion. Don't you already have enough money? Why do you need to promote? Money hungry? Stop it.
Stop it. If you want to go back to acting, go back to UFC if you want to make money. Don't try to shake the pockets of your listeners. The radio is free. Stop making the radio paying for.
All right,
here we go.
Joe Rogan for you, everybody.
Here we go.
Number one.
All right.
The Joe Rogan.
Starts
experience.
Off with a little intro.
A little AI.
Hey, Runner and Gunner Joe could use a little intro.
All right. That's kind of cool.
All right.
But here we go.
Joe Rogan.
Yannis Papas.
Yannis Papas.
How are you, my brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
What the fuck's cracking?
I'm doing
already.
The first word.
First word is F-bomb.
In case you don't know, that the Runner and Gunner video game podcast doesn't cuss.
Family friendly podcast.
Well, I heard you talking trash about PlayStation. That's cussing to me.
Well, it's
shut
not
the hell
cussing
up, Lenny.
When we're talking about facts. I mean, facts are not
shut
bad
the
words.
Heck up,
facts
Lenny.
Are just facts, and facts will stick.
Pardon my language.
No matter what. Anyways, let's see, back right. to the...
Yanni's pee-pee. Yanni's pee-pee.
Back to the pee-pee
oh,
experience.
Yanni's peppers. Whatever.
Well, he experienced his pee-pee.
Yes. Whatever
I'm
stupid name this
I'm
idiot
I'm enjoying
is.
It. I'm eating. I went to Suerte.
Oh, that's a good spot.
It was incredible.
I went to Suerte. Hello, everybody. You want to go with me to...
Oh, sorry. Oh. I was sleeping.
You all right? Man, you startled me. I thought you were...
Did boredom just happen?
I thought you just came from Suerte.
Sorry, I just listened to something that made me so bored within 3 seconds that I fell asleep.
Yeah, man.
Let's continue listening.
Well, hold on. Not bad.
That's very good. There's a lot of good Mexican out here.
That's very good.
Very good. Oh, there's a very good Mexican out here, man, because I know everything. I'm Marilyn Manson also. Are you Joe Rogan? Because I'm totally Marilyn Manson.
¿Qué pasó? No toques a mi, güey.
That's a good spot. That was good.
Yeah. No, tacos at my place.
Spot. Yeah, don't you agree that that was good? Yeah, I agree that that was good.
Come to my tacos.
Seriously? You think we want to wake up and listen to two freaking jerk-offs say in their lowest Marilyn Manson voice how good a taco shop is?
That's pretty good.
Well, did the Runner and Gunner video game podcast start out that way? Or do we start off with a bang saying cool things like you need to drive yourself to work every day and get yourself on time to work because your family depends on you, your wife depends on you, your Lord depends on you, and you're doing great things, so don't stop in the middle of what you're doing. You're
just
doing great things.
Improve
have some
your
diligence
lives,
in your life.
Everybody.
Have some strength. Have some energy.
About.
Use your wisdom. Have some. Be righteous. See? That's how the Runner and Gunner video game talks to you. And that's another thing. These guys aren't talking at their audience. Like, we're the only podcast where we're talking at you,
yep,
audience.
Right, directly. Direct,
we're telling you, like,
front and center,
it's
directly
a conversation.
To the audience. And
so,
we're
like, if I said something like,
feedback.
I wish that Sony PlayStation didn't exist, you know, boom, I'm freaking getting into your minds now when I say things like that. And since you can't say anything back, well then, what could I say? It's the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. This ain't the audience podcast.
It's not the head podcast.
Anyways, I'm kind of done listening to this.
Video game podcast. Let's move on to the next one.
Well,
we experienced Joe Rogan in a close
This episode goes on
way,
for
but,
2.5 more hours.
And what does he talk about? His pepper the whole time. Why are you going to go on talking about your pepper? Do girls really like your pepper that much? No, they don't. Because they would be astonished by your pepper. They would be in love with your pepper. They would want your pepper every morning and every single night, calling you up in the middle of the night saying, "Hello, Joe Rogan, can you give me that guy's number so I could grab his pepper?" You see what I'm saying? They don't want it and they don't need it and it's unnecessary. So Joe Rogan, if you could just help us convert to the Lennies, not in the negative way, but in a positive way, to influence them to become less Lennied and more awesome.
Joe Rogan, if you could just hand the reins over to us.
Or just give us your dang studio.
We'll make your job a lot easier.
Yeah, you just sit back and watch the Runner Gunner show.
Yeah.
Provide. That's what I'm saying. Joe Rogan, here you go. This is your opportunity. Shout out to Joe Rogan. Freaking hit us up
just
and let
us
know that
it.
You want us to
just
take over.
Support us. Just, you know, mention us on your podcast. And we'll make certain that podcasts go a lot further than you could have ever imagined. And thank you for starting podcasts, because that was very nice of you. But at the same time, you're just not doing it because you're filthy. And you talk a lot of evil crap with some idiots who aren't very smart. Not to throw some shade at you. We're just saying this to be real. Like the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, yeah, we say things like bikinis and blonde
big,
hair and blue eyes
titters.
And giant cantaloupes.
And
but we don't ever say F you, F that,
FFF.
We don't cuss.
Yeah.
You know, we don't say horrible things to our audience.
We don't talk about G-strings and big booty blondie.
Yeah, because that's bombless. Not a cuss word. You could say beautiful legs and nice creamy skin. And it's not a bad word. It's
or
not a
you
cuss
could
word.
Say tan smoothness with the extra bikini line in between.
So Joe Rogan, just do something with that podcast, because I ain't down for it. And I would have never listened to it. Even if you have Elon Musk on it, I still wouldn't listen to it. And not because it's boring and stupid and cusses, but because you just follow the trends, and the Runner and Gunner video game podcast is the counterculture to all the trends.
Counter the trend, because so we're about trying to make creating the new way of the trend. Yeah, the movement is creating a new way of a trend and a new way of thinking, a better way of thinking, which is creating your own
higher
pathways.
Higher consciousness, world peace.
Yeah, just think about peaceful things.
Like
and
Joe Rogan, like bonding. For instance, you talk about world peace, but at the same time you're saying F that person. They effing need to effing die. Like, you ain't world peace, dog. You're bald-headed, you're angry, and you're frustrated. Get off the air. Sorry to be so harsh.
All right, anyways, let's move on to the next podcast. Gunner, what's the name of this
next podcast?
Oh, I'm not going to say that name. You can say it, because I'm not going to call anybody that.
Instantly, right off the bat, you already know that it's stupid. All right. Because it's called Call Her Daddy.
Kardashian. I mean, Daddy.
Yeah, Call Her Daddy, Kaysha.
Call her.
Call Kaysha's daddy.
Call K-Dash.
K Kim
Ray J. Callherk-dash.com.
Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey.
Call her peepee?
Call her daddy, whatever. If you're going to call Nick Cannon, then you might as well be calling a lot of people.
Weenie Cannon?
All right, so everybody out there.
Anyways, let's play a little clip of this Call Her Daddy. It might be doo-doo. It might actually be good. We don't know. We never heard it, so this is the first time. Let's share this together. This experience goes out with us and our audience. So everybody, this is an exclusive Call Her Daddy for the first time on
the listen to this garbage.
All right, crack. And it's everybody else out there, if you got something to drink, drink it. If you got something to... whatever relaxes you,
drink
whatever
your coffee,
makes you feel
drink your
nice.
Oatmeals.
If you're driving and you like to, you know, don't drift, but just drive and relax and let your mind breathe and let the wind blow in your face. If you like to roll down the window, get a little bit of that cold winter air, then let it. So your brain does not get frozen by this podcast.
You still got to go to work. You know,
let's
you
play
got
that.
8 hours
let's
of work.
Play that silly
you got 10 hours
clip.
Of work if you're having a lunch and doing overtime. You got a long day ahead of you. Might as well start it off right. Sip your coffee, drink some water, eat some fruit, oatmeal, an egg burrito. Something that gets your motor running, because your motor is empty. It needs to have some sugar in its blood to make you happy, to make you think, to make you talk. In case you're not a talkative person, well, try eating something and drinking water.
And now,
you'll be
we're
going to
play this
person in the building.
Silly little clip, and it's Call Her Daddy.
All right, so this is Call Her Daddy
exclusive.
By Alex Cooper.
Here you go, everybody.
Not Alex Cooper, who's cool, but Alex Cooper, who's Kaysha. The most listened to podcast by women on Spotify. Highly doubted. That's the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
Is school out forever? Well, let's find out. Play Alex Cooper, Alice, whatever. Mr. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
All right, so let's play this. And once again, the Runner and Gunner video game podcast is the most listened to podcast by women on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Across the board, we just are. Why? Because we talk about makeup and dating. All right, here you go, everybody.
Alex Cooper exclusive.
Alex Cooper. We're going to listen to it right from the beginning.
School's out!
Where the fuck were you guys last week?
Whoa!
Instantly.
You didn't watch the episode? Here's what you missed.
Whoa!
Instantly annoying. Instantly just trashed.
Camping. And watch electronics.
Hey, we should have a recap on our show.
Electronics.
We should have a recap on our show.
Yeah, we should. We should always do recaps. We should always. That's the thing that we need to do. See, but at the same time.
Oh, cool! And she's got video on her podcast. Like the whole thing's video recorded. That's cool too on Spotify.
Trisha Paytas.
We need to do that.
Trisha Penis. Okay,
Daddy,
so
I mean, we're gonna be really honest
first
with
off,
right now. We were just recording.
All right,
I'll tell
off,
you one thing. If you're a man,
and you're listening to this,
you never call nobody daddy. First off, unless it's your father. Well, unless it's your father, or somebody that is. Man,
hold on. So one thing that she did that was good, was that she had an intro, that recapped last week's episode. That was pretty cool. And another thing that she did was cool is that she has video on her Spotify. That, like, you could actually see the whole podcast live. It looks like Ellen.
Well, it's just like a little, it's not nothing special. It's just like a
It looks like
a
Ellen DeGeneres'
chairs.
Show, but without the devil.
It's just a couple chairs and a little stupid table just to hold, like, if you want to sit down in China and, like, eat some soup and
let's hear a little
have some
more.
Sake.
For a solid 10 minutes. Which we were cruising down the freeway. We were thriving. And then we realized it wasn't recording.
Oh, my God. We were thriving.
Totally listening to too much Keisha, Cardi B. Beyonce is my favorite. I'm starting to listen to Britney Spears again, even though it's 20 years old.
And it was gold. Those 10 minutes were gold. And we can't recreate
Whoa.
It. You're like, all right,
Denner.
Like,
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut this off. I don't want to hear no more. That's it. My brain's already fried enough. I feel like a freaking egg in a pan, like those old commercials with Johnny Depp when he used to freaking fry eggs and his brain was showing.
Yeah,
like that
and then
kind of
go
crap.
Through the bed and
so
all this blood would come out.
I feel
out.
Just like that right now. I feel exactly like that. I feel like my head has been egged. Not only egg, not sunny side up. I'm talking about straight scrambled.
It was
up,
horrible.
Like freaking like Chef Ramsay scrambled with no
Everything
salt.
Everything was
no
going
pepper.
Amazing. So if you guys feel murder. Like we're a little on edge here and ready to end it all,
now
it's
I know
because
what a chicken fetus
okay?
feels like.
I was saying to you, Trisha, yes. congratulations. You just announced yeah. your second child.
Yeah.
Tell me
child,
how you're feeling again.
The Runner and Gunner video
oh
game
my God,
podcast.
Do you like
about
how the way they explain their whole analogy?
We're pro-life. We believe that you should have babies. We should believe that all babies should be born. And that's why women like our podcast better than this podcast. Because we actually talk about children and having babies and talk about the women who have the babies.
Why don't they just rename it Call Me Doo-Doo? Because that's what it sounds
we
like
know
they're talking about to me.
We know women more than women know themselves. How about that? And this garbage right here with Keisha freaking running her little rat chihuahua mouth.
Oh, that's Keisha. I didn't even know it was her.
How could... Look at...
Oh, yeah, I do.
We ladies.
I thought it was school's out forever.
Listen to my voice right here. When I'm saying sexy things to you and telling you that you're beautiful and telling you that your life is good and what you're doing in life is correct and everything that you did is forgiven because you're one beautiful, fine woman. You see, you listen to my voice, how soothing it is.
And I will tell all the
how
ladies,
good it is,
check
how,
this out.
How
school's out for summer.
Medicine my
out
voice
forever.
Is.
That's it.
That's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear some ratty little trash mouth trashing your ears. Nah, you want to hear the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
The greatest
podcast.
Where a
couple of gentlemen
in America
who are handsome and have hard bodies and are sexy and talk to ladies beautiful because we're gentlemen. You want to hear some voices that read. Oh!
Oh, that's it. All right.
We
got to
take
it's
a quick commercial
on.
Break.
It's time to move on to the commercials. So let's pay tribute to our sponsors really fast. And we still have a couple more of the top five podcasts to review. So that was number two, and it was pretty much number two.
Call Her Daddy,
if you know what I mean.
Alex Cooper. Alice Cooper? Not Alice Cooper. Don't get them mistaken.
Well,
it
was pretty
Cooper.
Cockeyed. So anyway,
well, like we said,
everybody...
so we'll end it with the good note. Yeah, she had great production. I love the video on Spotify.
Yeah.
And also,
I like the little
not a fan of her voice. It's a little whiny. But the beginning intro, the recap, that we're going to start implementing a recap in the beginning of our shows. Now, thank you, Alex Cooper. See, we did learn something from your podcast.
All right. Thank you. School's out forever. And anyway, so we got to go.
We
got to
go, everybody.
School's out forever for them. And we'll be right back. But we're going to get back to these reviews.
And
but we got to pay tribute to everything.
Wait. Hilton Hotels.
Hilton Hotels,
if you need to stay someplace that's fresh, well, then put your head on a pillow at
Hilton Hotels. And Paris will fluff your pillow for you.
Yes, she will. And also Tide, because your clothes are stinky and they need to get clean. So why don't you throw them in a tub of Tide where they even wash their clothes better in cold water than that average brand does in hot water.
And now coming in Tide Piss Wipes.
All right, everybody, we got to go. Take a
and
quick
we'll
commercial
be
break.
Right back though, because we got
when we
so
come
much
back,
more
we're
to talk
talking
about
more about podcasts. We're gonna be talking about
the review of the year.
The review of the year, and
oh, don't forget, we got the
Barachos.
Runner and Gunner. What's it called? The movie of the year. The new movie reviews we're gonna do.
Oh yeah, we got a movie review.
And we're
Terminator.
Gonna do that. Deuce.
Terminator 2, but all that
and
whole lot
more.
After these commercial breaks.
I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
Monday morning cracks, everybody. What's up?
What? Hold on. What the heck are we doing here?
What's up, everybody?
Oh, wait a minute. We're back on air. Oh, hey, everybody out there. This is the Runner and Gunner
Video Game Podcast.
America's favorite podcast, that is.
The Monday morning show, the only Monday morning show. And also, not only are we America's favorite podcast, but we're also Europe's favorite podcast.
Euros. So get your Euros
soon
out.
Soon to be Mexico's favorite podcast.
Get your pesos out. And when we go to China, get your yen out.
Quantos.
And everybody out there, we just want you guys to know that. You know what? The truth is, every single one of you guys out there, we want to give a shout out to all our listeners and all the Runner Gunner podcast listeners that have been following us from day one, our day now, our yesterday, or maybe even tomorrow. We love you guys out there. And that's all we got to say. So let's continue on this journey that we were going through before we took that commercial break. Well, it was a great commercial. Thank you, sponsors, yes, for representing everything that we do and everything that you guys want to do that might improve our show, but it won't.
I imagine that you're all
listening
to the radio right now, trying to relax, had a good weekend. I imagine that you had a really good weekend that you
did. They party? Did you guys party last weekend? Hey, it's still the new year. I mean, the 2024 hangover is not over, everybody. You guys still got to keep on going.
Yeah.
I know it. I know you're trying so hard to fulfill those resolutions. You're trying very hard to fulfill. But you know what? You don't have to force the resolution. You got all the way till Easter, which is at the end of March this year. It's so weird because it's not the beginning of April. It's like March 31st or something like that. I think I checked my calendar in 24. Something like that.
And we're
anyways,
on a leap year.
Yeah, and we're on a leap year. That's right. We get an extra month in next month. An extra day next month. And not only that, everybody, the Olympics are this year as well. And United States represent. You guys can't wait for it. I know you can't, because we're going to be talking about everything.
USA.
The Olympics are so near and everything's going down. So that's what we're talking about at the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, the greatest podcast in America and in the world as well.
In the world, in America, in Europe. Ladies, what are you wearing this season? Go ahead and tell us what it is that is going on in the fashion world.
Yeah, what's the trend? What's the trendy, fashion-y, never-ending-y?
What have I seen lately?
Wary.
I've seen a lot of torn-up jeans.
Ripped jeans? Oh, I see a lot of jeans.
Even ripped jeans, just straight torn up.
You know what's kind of gross? What if they wear it torn up on their butt cheeks and then they just went doo-doo and then have a little... Anyways, they do wear a lot of tears. Tears and spills, but don't wear tears when you're on your month of the time or time of the month or poodle.com. Don't wear those at those time. You know what time we're talking about, ladies. And men, please do not wear the same things that the ladies are wearing. Let's change this trend, because before it was baggy jeans on the boys and tight jeans on the girls. And now things have turned around in the opposite of completely 360. The guys are now wearing the tight jeans, and the girls are not wearing the loose jeans. And I don't get it. I don't see what the big old thing is about the world changing and the world disfigurating.
Fashion changes.
Everything. I guess so. Fashion changes.
But.
And what, does life change fashion?
Come on, Mike.
Do you change your life for fashion? I mean, do you change your whole way of thinking by the way you dress? Or do you still think the same when you wake up, whether you're wearing whatever you're wearing last night? Are you wearing the next day? Do you change your way of thinking, or do you keep it all the same?
Fashion's a weird thing, you know, because like, what someone thinks is cool, someone could think it sucks, but it doesn't matter because you're still wearing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like you're gonna go home from the club and take it off and change.
And
like it. You gotta really like confide in that look that you're going for.
I don't like Biden. Did you say Biden?
I don't know. Fashion. It's like a weird thing. I don't really understand
is
it.
Is Biden fascist?
I'd say a pair of jeans, maybe a collared shirt, or maybe a pair of slacks and a collared shirt.
There you go. That's all it takes. Gold watch. So simple, people.
White gloves, top hat.
So simple.
Fat wallet.
Yeah, and that's all it takes. A fat wallet, and then open that wallet to the world of females or males, wherever you are going. Males, open it up to females, because the males need to open it up first and just say, hello, little girl. And then take her out for a little whirl, and that's it. Nothing has changed since the 50s, to be honest. Like, yes. If you want to know reality,
know everybody.
It hasn't changed at all.
You're
it's
out
so
there,
easy.
And you just sipped all weekend.
To fall in love.
Remember what you did? You got sipped all weekend long, and you weren't even supposed to. You told yourself you were going to stop sipping, but you still continue to sip. And not only that, but you recorded it and posted it up on Facebook.
Why did they do it?
Now everybody knows that you were sipping this weekend.
And the lie is revealed.
Well, how about you stop sipping, because you got to go to work right now.
Yeah.
You got to be there for 8 hours or more if you're making overtime. And then you got to come back. Remember, the Runner Gunner video game podcast is for the working man and the working woman. And so this video game podcast is especially for you, because we're telling you that you need to relax into your week.
What's it called?
Start it hard and strong, but don't be stupid. Everybody out there, we got another podcast to review before.
All right, one more. One more. Let's give them
We tie things up.
Nice little Nelly Finelli.
And this one's called The Daily, and it's by the New York Times.
It's okay, everybody, see?
By the
this
New
would
York
be
Times.
Like, yeah, NY Times. Okay, this is a straight-up newspaper. They got all their best editors. The best. Okay, that's
the
all I got to say.
The best in the nation the should best. Be the New York Times editors
should
and
be,
writers.
And LA Times is right behind that.
And
anyways,
now the,
let's get down to
CGI
the
CGI people.
Let's get down to the real stuff. Okay, this is real. This is reality, and this is what they really think that is going to, like, change the world. This podcast is supposed to change your whole timeline of thinking. It's supposed to make you think in a different way, whether it's health-wise, whether it's wealth-wise, whether it's mental state. They think that they're going to make it great because they're from upstate New York. So what the heck
should.
Do they have to say?
And that, they should.
Let's just, all right, let's just play this doo-doo.
All
right. This good stuff.
TurboTax makes all your moves count.
Starting with the commercial.
37% of taxpayers
I wouldn't put it past
100%
them.
Free, but TurboTax free edition.
Hi, I'm from New York, and I just want to say,
file 100% free. Max refund
guarantee.
Who else
does taxes?
See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com.
Illinois?
All right, so that's
Michigan?
Full
Nevada?
A full
Oregon?
It's a full
what?
Exact 30 seconds of commercial.
All right, come on. Gunner, just like, producers,
you,
hold on.
You
let's
understand
sell,
how annoying
let's
that
tell
is?
The producers if they can fast forward through these commercials. Because,
well, listen.
All right, hold on. Go ahead. Make your point. Go ahead. Tell us.
30 seconds of commercials on every single podcast.
Exactly.
We're talking Crime Junkie this past weekend with Theo Vaughn. Caller Daddy and Joe Rogan all
okay,
have
so what you're saying
second commercial
is
increments.
At the beginning of the show.
Every single one of them.
They started off with the same pattern, which the Runner Gunner Show does not condone and will never
it's
condone.
A free podcast.
Ever. We'll never condone that ever. But
Runner Gunner Show
what
is
we're
a
saying,
free podcast.
The Runner Gunner video game podcast is free.
It's
for
free.
The world. We just want to get out there and give
no
you guys great advice. And no commercials. But what Gunner was saying,
if you want to buy the Runner Gunner T-shirts, well then you pay money for that.
And all of the above.
The podcast is free.
What they do is they all start with at least 30 seconds plus.
No, not at least
commercials. At least
exactly 30 seconds.
Exactly. Then okay.
Some go a minute, and they're exactly a minute. Isn't that so annoying to you? I don't know. That bothers me.
Let's play the clip.
That the beginning of the show is exactly increments of advertisement. I just make him a punch from them in the face. Be like, your show sucks.
Exactly.
That's the stamp that I know it sucks.
Nah.
All right, let's listen to more.
Play the clip. Militants on global trade and the Western military.
which once seemed like a dangerous sideshow to the war in Gaza,
really have become a reality. In reality, we know it's we know.
What's up
we
with
know
the hypnotic music too?
Let me hypnotize you so you can get hypnotized by my news brief.
Keep listening. Keep listening to my propaganda. I'm definitely not Democrat.
By New York Post. By New York Post.
I just could tell that it's created by someone who doesn't know computers.
Oh, man.
Someone who doesn't have an imagination for making these computers do cool things. Like the Runner Gunner video podcast.
Who that video game podcast is actually cool. And we actually
Batman Arkham City?
Arkham City? But we're going to review that later on this month. But yes.
For the Nintendo Switch.
The Switch version that just came out in December.
All right, here we go.
Crisis. Today.
The crisis
is
of today.
What the heck crisis is going on in
everyone
their
listening
mind?
To this radio show right now while they're driving in traffic and pissed off?
It's a
well,
crisis.
You're about to get even more pissed off because there's a crisis
going on right now
today.
And if you don't observe it and learn the crisis, you will get caught in the swarm of crisisness.
Bureau Chief Vivian Neron on what the Houthis really want.
Oh, dramatic.
What do the Houthis
Thursday,
really
January 18th.
All right, I like so that. Do you guys want to
I like
see
how they announced their date.
The
That's
date
cool.
is cool, but at the same time, do
we,
you
we
guys...
We can do that watch, Runner and Gunner video game podcast. It's
December.
Monday.
Oh, shoot.
The
Wait,
21st.
Hold on. Wait, it's January 19th on a Friday. The crisis continues. Runner and Gunner.
Seriously. All right, but seriously, it's Runner and Gunner video game podcast. It's January 22nd.
2019.
Right? Producers,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
It is.
Oh,
the 22nd, 2024. Guess what? We did it first. We're the first Monday morning video game podcast.
The first.
We're the only Monday morning video game podcast. Check
and
the
only.
Time code. Check the time code. Run that time code back. The date that we started. The Monday Morning Video Game Podcast.
Way back before.
The Monday
before
Morning
podcasts,
Show.
I even had an idea, even a speck of thoughts.
Any person across the nation could rely on us to have this show out on Monday morning.
You know it for sure. You know it for sure if you listen to it. What's up, South
Not
Africa,
every day.
South
what
America,
are we, psychos?
You know, South Central, everybody out there, they know what's up.
The
and
Daily
it's all true.
Has a podcast, this hypnotic podcast comes out every day. And some people are
Listen
obsessed with this podcast
to the runner and
because they think it's the news.
Video
like,
game podcast.
And it is the news, but come on, man. We're telling the developers to be like, yo, dude, you could say the news in a way better fashion.
A way cooler way.
A way cooler way.
Cool it out. Cool it, cool
really
it.
Really speaks
Grab
to the gamers of our nation and the old people of our nation.
That's right.
And this speaks to the
cooler.
Robots of our nation, but there's not too many of those.
There's
more
not too many
old
of those.
People and gamers. And so if you want to speak to them, what you should do is, first of all, drop the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That needs a stop.
Hello, old
The
people.
Sound effects is dope, though, watch. If you listen
to
a little bit more.
Do you need to take a piss right now when you're old?
There's a marked escalation of pro-Banking
oh, see, like,
has appealed for urgent action to stop Yemen from descending into anarchy.
Yemen is collapsing before our eyes. We cannot.
Thank you,
Okay,
Daily.
Well, thank you for Yemen, and hope Yemen figures out what the heck is going on. What about the United States?
Yemen.
What about America? What is collapsing in America? I mean, yes, Yemen is a
the
great
Golden
place.
State Bridge.
And I love Yemen, and I love ramen, and I love freaking sushi, and I love
Korean
tacos,
barbecue.
And all that good stuff. But I'm saying, what is going on in America? That's what we're talking about, you know? We're
know,
talking about what's
but whatever.
Local, but they want to talk about the worldly, freaking moronic, ironic,
yeah,
hypnotic issues.
Everything they say is hypnotic. It's like, dude, chill on the hypnotism, dude. Just talk about some cool things. Don't worry about the election. The president will be the president. But you'll still have something to write about whoever the president is. So if the president is Shawala Lalulu, then Shawala has nothing to do with your creativity.
Hey, Gunner.
You're a writer.
Hey, Gunner. Today, In Los Angeles, a woman lost her life, and a man grabbed a knife and shoved it in his cuckoo. Choo-choo! Cuckoo-choo! You know, come on, now it doesn't have to be all that. It just has to be some normal stuff. Hey, yo. People die, people are dying.
You should actually have some, you know, someone with some attitude and be like, yo, someone died today. Because that's how the world works sometimes. But in this particular case, they happen to be struck by a moving vehicle. And it's sorry that it happened, but it did.
Yeah, at least say rest in soul.
Talk like that, you know, just talk.
Show something cool, yeah. Show some kind of compassion, not just flatline everybody. Like, okay, people's dead, and you don't give a crap. That's what it sounds like to me. To me, it sounds like people are dying, and we don't give a crap. Moving on to the next freaking death. And then after that, more people died, and more people
and
died.
Moving
and
on
that's
to
all it is.
The next
all
subject.
It is negativity fed to your mouth by spoon.
The Runner and Gator Video Game Silver Podcast spoon. Won't ever feed into your negativity.
We are not. We are trying to keep positivity alive
but
and greatness
what
alive.
What we will do is feed into God's positivity and the Lord of Abraham's power. And so then, as we present awesome to you, remember that it's from God. And awesome is only a prayer away for you guys. So everyone, we got a special segment of the show, which we're going to introduce and we're going to have more often. And it's called the RNG Must-See. The Must-See.
Must-See. And this is the first must-see of all time. So, I mean, hey, we got to start off no other better way than...
All right. So everybody out there... Before we get into this segment, everybody, we want to tell you that there's this new segment, and it is going to be called the RNG Must-See. And every week, we're going to introduce a new movie that you should go home and see.
Yeah, we're taking you, just so you
Peacock,
could.
Peacock, Hulu, YouTube.
Whatever you've been on.
Netflix.
However you can see it, and whenever
Google.
You can see it, just do it and make sure that it comes out nicely and that you gain something from. We're trying to give you movies that will actually help you gain something in life.
And more elaborately, we're trying to get them so we could give you a nice solid review of the movie.
And so everybody, let's get into this brand new segment. This is the first time we're ever doing it, so it's real, and this is actually probably going to be one of the most popular segments. So everybody, just brace yourselves for one of the great ones.
This week's episode
of
the Runner
RNG.
Gunner Video Game Podcast. The
RNG must-see movie
of the week.
Of the week is called
The Movie of the Week.
The greatest movie of the week. If you haven't seen it, you better get some popcorn. You better go get some freaking hot dogs.
You better order
you
some
better
speakers.
Get a big old gallon, a bucket of soda.
You better get a big screen TV.
And get it cinematically.
Yep.
Prepared.
Get it on DVD. Get it like on a cartridge. Get
disc
it
ray.
Hard.
Get
hard
it.
Copy of
set
it.
Set up your projectors. Shut up your big screens. Everybody get down. Get ready for the big one. The RNG must see movie
I think you
of
already
the week
know what
is
it is,
called
Terminator 2. That's right, starring Arnold Schwarzenheimer and John Connor.
And yeah,
also Linda Hamilton,
Schlammer.
Who's James Cameron's wife, ex-wife now. She also starred in it as Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor's in there.
And also Patrick.
And Patrick
with
Fogel.
T-1000.
Fogel Schlanger, he's in there. Everybody's
so Patrick,
in there.
Patrick, Schwarzenegger, John Connor, Linda Hamilton,
man.
A couple other cops. Some like military people and
okay.
A few Mexicans.
So let's explain
they all started
this to them.
This great movie.
Why did we skip T1?
Called Terminator 2.
Let's tell you guys. T1's
dope.
T1 is awesome. But T2 turned
awesome.
Into something else.
T2.
But because it was
something
it's
else.
It's called T2 because it's Terminator versus Terminator. What we're saying is one is metal, one is liquid. Liquid means that you could get shot as many times. You could get blown up as many times, and guess what? Your body still comes
liquid,
back together.
Metal.
Just like
he can melt in
liquid.
A puddle and turn into other people and mirror their looks so he looks just like them.
Yep.
He could like get his split in half and still live because he's liquid metal. He can get blown up into pieces and his little splatters will come together in liquid metal.
Liquid metal.
Meanwhile, Arnold Schwarzenegger is Terminator. He's solid. He's metal. Machinery.
He's metal. Old
wires
school.
And steel.
Hard perfectly, as a rock. Metal.
Perfectly combined in a human being robot. And he can punch, he can grab, headbutt, body slam, hit with pull sticks, grab knives, use guns.
Yep.
He is the ultimate killing machine. He is the Terminator.
He was a Terminator.
His sole creation was to terminate.
But T2 was crazier, so he could turn his body parts into different liquid parts, which means sharp objects like, you know, knives and anything he wanted to turn it into, which was metal. So he could just shank your face all the way from 10 miles away if you wanted, as long as his body had the capacitation to reach that far. If he could transformate into different bodies after he kills them.
And John
Nobody
Connor,
ever explained how he could transform into bodies after he killed them, but he can.
And John Connor could run. He could outrun a Terminator.
He could outrun a Terminator and two Terminators.
And Terminator.
Yeah.
Not only outrunning a Terminator, but he was outsmarting them.
And why was he doing it? Because he was meant to be in the future to help save the world from the robots taking over.
The Terminators came from the future
to try and destroy. One was to destroy John Connor, the most to save John Connor.
Yes.
And so what happened was that he was so amazing. He was still a young little kid, maybe in high school, maybe about 15 or 14 years old. So everybody out there, you teenagers out there, keep it in mind that you guys still have a chance to make it all the time. And you guys could be anything
that
you want.
The moral of the story.
Just like John Connor. You could become president. Even if you mess up, it doesn't matter if you mess up. It doesn't matter how much you mess up or how little you mess up. It just matters how much greatness you do in the future. And that's what it was about. It was about being great, and it was about just creating a good pavement for yourselves.
Well, everybody out there, we hope you watch The Terminator 2 this week.
T2. You gotta watch it.
Because it is rolling. It is rolling out in a home theater near you. Just pick it up. Watch it. If you must, watch it on your cell phone, which you just will lose all quality.
Yeah, you will.
And all dignity for yourself as a man and a human being. So just go ahead and pick
up the DVD.
They
gotta get that HD. Yeah, they get HD quality.
Watch it on the couch and a big screen TV like a normal human being.
Get your family there. If you have family, it's family friendly. It's a good movie. Get your family involved. Get your wife, kid, whatever. Invite everybody you can and watch it. And if you have a big screen, watch it on a big screen. If you have a little screen, gather up together and watch it on that little screen too. Because it's well worth it. So that is the RNG.
Must see
movie.
So that's a must see right there. I say
there
for me
is.
And everybody out there, we want you to check it out because that is your homework assignment this week, is to find Terminator 2.
Check it out, people.
And watch it.
Check it out, people.
Also, everybody, you know, we've been playing a lot of games, mostly Batman, Arkham City.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
We're both playing it. Also, we've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 still.
Oh, man, still great.
Still great. And recently, we just purchased WWE 2K23.
And that's another great one, another classic in the making.
We are getting down on it.
But what's up with disconnecting?
Oh,
everybody disconnects when they lose. You guys got to stop, Lenny's. Stop disconnecting. Stop
Lenny's,
it.
Is that something you do? Disconnect when you're losing?
I think that's what a Lenny thing is. And you just got to accept your losses like a man.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you got to accept your losses like a man.
Who have machismo in their bloods. Who do manly things. Who save people. Who get the lady. Who kiss the girl. Who have good families. Strong, protected families.
Yep.
Those men. Don't quit because they're losing. So on WWE 2K23, we found that if we go online and play the match, that much of the community, all of them, do this thing where if they try to pin you and you're so good that you won't go down, they'll quit.
They will disconnect instantly. On.
And I already know
target.
You Lennies are already trying to rationalize this in your brain. And already trying to make it be like, oh, yeah, and understand it and be like, it is true. We do that because this is the reason we do that. No, there is no good excuse for a man, for a person, for a woman to quit when they can't win.
There is never a good reason to quit.
And it's a video There's game. Never so a good how, reason. How much worse are you in losing, life?
You're losing so bad, who cares?
That you can't even do it for a video game.
It's so sad. It's a sad situation. Pathetic.
Come over here so the runner got a show could slap you.
Just a couple times.
Sign a contract that says you can't sue us.
Okay.
And we'll slap you.
Just a couple times.
For having that mentality, and hopefully you'll wake up.
Just a couple of times.
And remember that life is good.
Life is beautiful.
And good things happen. Good things happen to you. And good things happen to me. And good things happen to Runner. And good things happen to even you. Yes, you.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. All of you guys out there. All right, so now.
Yes.
This is it. All right, we gotta go. It's already time. We did everything we can do, and we reviewed everything. We reviewed the movies. We reviewed the podcast. So now we got to let you guys know that.
We got to go.
It's about that time. Okay, everybody?
But we hope you are going to have a good Monday morning. We hope that you're going to have a good life.
Yeah.
Your Mondays remember, have to be, if you could have a good Monday morning, then
you
could
can have a
good,
life.
Great life.
That's what it's about.
That's what
it's about.
It's
about living and about loving and about
podcast,
being
everybody.
Awesome.
We want you to know that we're here for you, and we want you to listen to us every week.
Every week.
Because we say things that are better
than any podcast
than
out
last
there
week.
In America.
There's no other podcast.
Because we are
that's
the number one
podcast
in America. And not only that, in the world. We love Europe. We love Germany. We love España.
And
we love Brazil.
We love America.
America the most. And
yes,
that's what we're talking about.
That's our home.
And so everybody out there.
That's our home. That's where we were born. If we were born in Brazil, we would love Brazil the best.
Yep.
If we were born in Switzerland.
We would love Switzerland the most.
We love Switzerland the most.
But see, you got to love where you're from the most. And
love
we do.
Where you're from.
And we do. And we do. And everybody else out there, we love you guys too. Thank you for listening.
We love you.
And
we love you, Lennies. Just, we know we make fun of you.
Yeah, we love
we
those ladies out there. They're pretty cool.
Saying swear words. Ticking you off.
Yeah.
We know it pesters you to say what's right. That's why we love being righteous. Because just being righteous alone gets under your skin, but brings you back watching the video game podcast every single week.
Every
and don't worry,
single week.
We're here every single week. It's free. Free music. Free, free, free.
Free, free, free all
free
day.
Free video clips.
And
no
all
commercials.
Night.
Commercial free.
That's all it is. It's just freedom for you. And we love giving it to you. That's it.
Don't
free.
You hate the man?
Everybody.
Are you tired of the man getting you down? Well, the Runner and Gunner video game podcast doesn't let the
man
get you
down. Never will happen, and it never shall happen.
Because as long as there's freedom of speech in America and in the world, or at least America and Europe, then there's freedom to do whatever you want in terms of good ideas that help people. And if we're helping you, we want you to know that we do this on purpose because we do, in fact, love you, Lennies.
Yep,
and before we go,
ladies.
We want to tell you that it's much better to just be awesome with yourself and love everything that you do, every rock you flip. All the things in life are made for you.
Yep.
And you should simply pick them up, and gather them, and there's no good to how much you could have. So
it's
have
only
as
great.
Much good
it's only greatness
as
you ahead
desire.
Of you. That's all it is.
Keep wanting good. Keep being good.
Yes. And keep going in that good direction. Okay, everybody. So now, it's time to get down to the best part of the show.
The best part of the show?
I mean, the greatest part of the show.
The greatest part of the show.
That we
love
to call
the
Rundown!
What's up, everybody? It's the 2-Minute Rundown. The 2-Minute right here. The 2-minute rundown. The 2-minute rundown is going to happen.
What's up, everybody? Hey, everybody. Las Vegas Raiders! Woo! If you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan, everybody, the whole 2-minute rundown to me is about the Las Vegas Raiders. You know why? Because I am down with the Raiders, and I'm down with Coach Antonio Pierce. Welcome on, Antonio Pierce, with open arms.
Douglas Pierce.
Thank you, Davis. Thank you, the whole Raiders organization, for hiring this man. This man is going to take us far and wide.
NFL.
And to the best places we have never seen in a long time. Yeah, Antonio Pierce is here, everybody. And we still have the best receiver. Yes, we do. We still have Davante Adams, the best receiver.
Davante! I worked with him in commercial once.
Oh, yeah. And Gunner met him live in person. So we're talking about Antonio Pierce, everybody. It was so great. He is our head coach now. Everybody and the Raiders, celebrate. We have something to celebrate about before the Super Bowl. So that's amazing. The Raiders did the right thing, and it's about freaking time. Thank you, Las Vegas.
Who's going to the Super Bowl this week, Runner?
I'm not too sure, but we did have some very good playoff games this weekend.
Rams
did you guys see that? Rams are eliminated. There's
Rams
a lot of teams eliminated. The Eagles are eliminated.
Dolphins are out.
Dolphins were out by KC. What a game between the KC and the Bills. Did you guys see it? Whoa! I was amazed by the whole thing.
Casey's out.
We had a bunch of crazy games. It was a great weekend. Divisional playoffs were awesome. And now we had all kinds of stuff. Mahomes is insane. And, yeah, we had a good, good, good weekend of NFL football. LeBron James and the Lakers are still struggling, but it's okay. Bronny James is playing for USC. He's struggling, but it's okay. Everything will pick up very soon. So what do you got for us in the world of entertainment and WWE?
Royal Rumble is going down. It is happening. I can't remember what state it is, but it doesn't matter because it doesn't matter what state it's in. Royal Rumble is going down. Two nights, ladies' Royal Rumble, men's Royal Rumble. What? Randy Orton's back. Samoa.
Randy Orton.
They're going to be attacking everyone. It is going to be happening because Roman Reigns is still the champion. And
Seth Rollins is still there. How many years has it been? How long
Becky
has
Lynch
Roman
is
Reigns
fight
been champion?
Rhea Ripley. Roman Reigns has been a champion for, I think, like 1,000 days or something like that.
Wow. Is he breaking the record?
3 years, yeah.
Is he close? He's going to break the record?
He's going to break the record.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I don't know. It depends how much of a big Roman Reigns fan everybody is out there. But I personally am not a huge fan of him. But, I mean, he's doing things that are changing.
He's big enough.
He's doing things that are changing the WWE. So
he's a little guy. He's a little, like
6'1". So what are you saying? That the Hulkster?
Yeah, the Hulkster. 24-year-old Hulkster.
Oh, man.
Ripped that
guy
apart.
Don't even say it. What about Macho Man, 24-year-old?
What about 25-year-old Undertaker versus Roman Reigns right now?
Let's
play it on WWE 2K23.
All right. Well, we're going to give you guys those results.
Yes. Soon we're going to have a Twitch channel, everybody.
And it's going to happen. Those results are going to be different. Yeah. We're going to show the world how it can actually be.
Through video games.
And we could even let the freaking PCs fight each other.
Oscars are coming up, everybody. So go ahead and vote for your best movie. I know nothing came out because of the strike and everything's like either started with Margot Robbie and that's about it.
What else is going on, Gunnar? So that's about it.
SAG Awards are coming up.
The SAG Awards, the Emmys happened, and Taylor Swift took over and it sucked. But anyways, besides that,
Beyonce, Taylor Swift.
Oh, the Billboards. The Billboards are coming soon, right?
The
Billboards are coming too. So all you music fans out there, stay tuned. We all love music. You know, we have that tune in our heads. So, I mean, it's going to be amazing.
All right, everybody out there.
We got to go.
But
it
remember,
is time.
We love you.
We love you guys.
God
and remember
bless
another thing. Runner and Gunner, video game podcast. We love America. I love America.
We love America.
We love America.
USA all day.
USA.
It's not because it's awesome. But
it's because it's awesome.
I live here.
We live here.
This is where I live.
We live in the greatest country in the whole freaking
world. Please don't call
globe.
Where I live terrible names. I yes, also live
it
on
has its negative side.
Springfield
yes,
Avenue.
It has its positive side.
If you go around
side,
saying 651 Springfield Avenue is trash and start saying terrible things, it's going to get on my nerves. Because that's where I live.
That's why I don't get why people so please don't make fun America of that live in
where
America
I live.
Hate it because it's not the same.
Everybody out there, summer's coming up.
Summer's
get prepared.
Coming up.
We got to end the show. But before we do, we want you to know that Runner and Gunner and I are here
Hero
for you every single week, every
single
Monday.
Week, every Monday.
Monday morning video game podcast. Not only that, but it's the Monday morning show.
The Monday
and it's
morning
here
show
for the working man and for the working woman. And the normal working man and working woman, they play video games and they play a lot of them. Or at least
tons
on their cell
them
phones, playing gems or fruits. And at least they're somewhere playing some kind of video game somewhere out there. And so we're telling you that this video game podcast, with the energy that we bring,
that's
we're not
right
all monotone.
Okay,
murder podcast.
Ladies and
someone
gents,
was murdered.
We gotta go,
on
but
April
we
19th,
want you guys to know
1990.
That if you can have a great
Monday,
then
you
can
have
a
great
life.
Segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We'd also like to thank you, Lennox.